the name should be said immediately after the chazan finishes the bracha, but not before he finishes the bracha. For that reason, somebody was in the middle of davening or something, couldn't say amen immediately. If Tzibah is still in the middle of saying amen, you can answer with him, even though there's a certain break between the end of the bracha and when you're saying it, but the amen is also considered a continuation of the bracha. Kamavan, the chazan should be careful to make a little gap at the end of the bracha, because if people say Baruch Hu Shemoy, they're not going to hear the last two words that he says. And also after the bracha, you should give a gap for people to answer amen before he starts the next bracha. It says the Oina Amen should not say louder than the one who's saying the bracha. So, good for the chazan to say loud enough so people can also say the amen loud. Shnei Tzibur is saying Moedim should say it out loud, so because the takana of the Dosa Shas is such a big factor for people to be Yosef, they need to be Yosef. So we should say the Moedim loud enough for 10 people to hear it. This is Kahanim also, when the one who's saying the words of the Birchas Kohanim for the Kohanim should say it loud enough also that the Kohanim should hear. For some reason, certain of the Chazanim say it low. Not with any source for things such as, in other words, the essential for Hashem. Say that, so that's what I'm trying to do.